Thanks, Patty. Now, the question is, why is there a communication gap between HR in the newsroom, and any department for that matter, particularly in newspapers? My feeling is that newsrooms in particular have done their own recruiting in the past. When I came to the Daily Herald 12 years ago, the only thing HR did for the newsroom in terms of recruiting was have them fill out an application and call up the manager and say, your person's ready. That's it. We didn't talk to the candidate, nothing. If they wanted us to test them, we'd test them, but that's about as far as we got. The newsrooms historically have been used to that fact. They do all their own HR type stuff within their own ranks. They've handled their own employee relations issues. They've created their own pay and grade structures if they were a non-union environment in particular. And many newspapers to this day, lack a formal performance management system. We recently, hired a reporter, and I sat down with him to go over his benefits and all that jazz. And I went over the performance appraisal system and how he would be reviewed within the first 6 months. And he was shocked. He said he didn't have, he was probably about 24, 25 years old. And he said this was the first place he worked that actually he was going to be reviewed at. He never had been reviewed in his last full-time professional job. And in a newsroom, that's just huge. And then HR departments came late to the party. Like I said, we were not involved at one point. In fact, when I went to college, getting a degree in HR and finding a college that offered an HR-type classroom environment or major was very unusual. In fact, I think a lot of HR professionals, got psychology degrees, for example, because there was no industrial relations or HR management, labor law type classes out there. Now it's much more commonplace. So we're kind of getting our feet planted as a professional industry, and we should be proud of that. In fact, the first HR VP of the Daily Herald, who I worked for about 3 years, and she was great, was a secretary at the Daily Herald. She started the first HR department. Today, if you had an HR manager opening and the secretary came and applied, I don't think you'd give them a second glance. That's how far we've evolved as an industry in HR. Just today, we would not do that. That's not to disrespect my first director of HR. She was great, but just today, that wouldn't happen. Some solutions that I've done through the years is, ask them a lot of questions. Employees, regardless of department, obviously, love to be asked their own opinions, hold focus groups, and talk to your most opinionated and open staffers. When I was preparing for this presentation, and I did this presentation once before, and I talked to the most opinionated people in our newsroom at all ranks, and to make sure that I did say that, when I was saying that I had a good relationship with our newsroom, that I was telling the truth, I want to make sure that they felt the same way. And for the most part, they did. I mean, God knows there's stuff we still need to work on, and we don't have group hugs after budget meetings or anything, but ask for opinions on things. I'm thinking about changing this policy to that or whatever. Just ask somebody who you trust who will give you an honest answer. And if you hold focus groups, things like that, and I touched on talking to all employee ranks, is if you do ask for their opinions and you tell them you really like it, and you plan on following through, do follow through. We recently did an employee survey, and I was reading all the comments, and I don't remember what department it was from, but there's a couple comments about, I was asked to be on focus groups or committees, and we had all these recommendations and did all this work, and nobody ever did anything about it. If you're going to ask, be willing to do what you agree with them. And if you don't agree with them, tell them why. Being forthright with them. Journalists are trained to ask questions and to be skeptical. One of our editorial writers said to me, and she's a very blunt person, said that they're trained to cut through the BS. So when somebody from corporate comes up and starts spewing policy, all they're thinking is automatically defense, and this is a load of BS. So, they're trained to ask questions, so welcome those questions and be forthright back with them. If they feel like you're not telling the full truth, or you're only selecting what you're telling them, or hiding something, they're going to eat you for lunch. And speaking their language. Journalists did not go to business school. They went to journalism school. They did not have to take the classes we had to take. And somebody, Bob said that about they want to put the paper on, be editors, not managers. So they're not thinking about the business end of things. They're thinking about putting out their product. So I always caution people to not have, whether you're having a group meeting or whatever with newsroom people, try to talk their language. Don't talk about low-hanging fruit and disconnects and all of that lingo that turns them off. Because I, you know, my gauge is, you know, my brother the cynic is, if I'm preparing for a meeting or a presentation or whatnot, when I'm delivering it in my head, if I see my brother rolling his eyes at me, I know that's probably not, I'm not delivering it right, I'm not getting across. Try to talk their language, and do that with every department that you're working with, because, you know, I know when I've done interviewing and recruiting, the way I would, you know, talk in an interview to a pressman is different than a sales interview. You know, it's just the way you carry yourself, the way your mannerisms. Same goes for your internal employees and trying to get messages through. You know, having interdepartmental meetings, diversity, training and development, attend newsroom budget meetings. Somebody gave me that idea, which is a great one. Try to understand what they're going through on a daily basis. Do your newsroom staffers know who you are? Do you just show up when something bad is happening? I interviewed an HR candidate once who said that they always had departmental visibility checks. How long has it been since you've been away from this office and out and about? One of the things that I've done during like our open enrollment sessions and things like that, instead of just having group meetings and expecting people to come to me and listen to what benefits they should take and all that, is I go from desk to desk. And I know it's harder for some people with different locations, but we have about 6 in the same metropolitan area, so I can drive to every location. And I walk from desk to desk and I say, how's it going? Do you realize your open enrollment deadline is this? Do you have any questions for me? Are you aware of this new benefit that's changing? Da, 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 da. And you get into dialogues and a one-on-one dialogue with people, and they tend to tell you and ask questions that they might not ask in a group setting. They just get to know you, and if you remember something that they told you and you get back to them on it, you build credibility with those employees, and I think that's huge. And you get that worked huge for me in terms of getting FSA participation, if you're looking to build, get people in your flexible spending account if you've got one, just because you can't get these guys away from their desks. They're too busy writing stories and getting a paper out. You know, I tend to think of what they go through is, what if you hit an open enrollment deadline every week and somebody came up to you and said, can you help me with my job description? You'd be like, no, I can't help you with my job description. I've got an open enrollment deadline. They have that every day. Credibility, building credibility. Don't tell them what you can do, show them. Recruiting hasn't been my expertise, but I've done my share over at the Herald. And one thing I noticed when I was recruiting, you know, for the newsroom was nobody asked me after I interviewed him what I thought about him. I was like, why aren't you asking me if this guy was good or not? You know, nobody brought me into the loop. And so I didn't go into someone's office and say, you know what, you could have asked what I thought. I would just jump in and send out an email and say, here are my concerns about this person, and this is why. And the next person, I might shoot out another email or go see him and say, this one was great, and I'll tell you why. I might not be able to tell you who's a good writer or who's a good editor or look at a copy editing test and tell you if it's right or wrong, but I can tell you if it's a good employee and if this person's going to be one of your leaders or not. And then once they see that you have that knowledge, you have to show them you have it. Once they see it, then they might become more automatic to ask for advice and what your thoughts are on people. In terms of comp, being open about pay issues, how the structure's been determined, et cetera, we just had the worst comp plan on the planet where it was so hard to explain. And because it was so hard to explain, it sounded like we were hiding something. And that goes nowhere with employees, regardless of department. Just don't, you know, if you're not raising pay ranges this year and people are upset about it, explain to them why you're not doing it. It's okay, and it's okay if they disagree with you. They just need to understand that, yeah, I put some thought into it, and here's why we made this decision. Just explaining and being open goes a long way. Employee relations and training, creating a mentoring program. We have an individual development plan within the company where, you know, you have an employee select a mentor, and so they can grow within the company. So if you have a city news reporter who wants to be a sports writer, they might ask a sports writer to be their mentor. But, you know, with journalists, growing and development is as important as pay, if not more in some cases. Yeah, we had, you know, there's employees who will leave a good job at the Daily Herald to work at the Tribune because it's a more challenging, bigger opportunity and offers more, and that's okay. But it tells you that you can throw money at a journalist as much as you want, but if the Tribune comes knocking, for example, in our case, they're going to sometimes, a lot of them, the majority, not all of them, will go because they want to grow. They want to learn. They want, this is a craft. This is an art to them, and they want to grow their craft. Keep them challenged. We've touched on, you know, have a performance appraisal system in place. If you're not giving, if your managers are not giving feedback to your reporters and editor, copy editor staff, I mean, this should be company-wide, but, you know, and I'm sure Bob would love to talk about that, too, is if there's no feedback, we have all of our employees do self-assessments as part of the review process, and they comment on their all their goals and how they think they did. And you might think that they'll just say how great they were and puff themselves up, but they really don't. They're as critical as the supervisors are. So think about doing something like that. Acknowledge the stress within the newsroom. I mean, I can't imagine having those deadlines every day. I'd go nuts. And find ways to leave it. It might be as simple as, you know, ordering pizzas one night for the newsroom. Or we bring in a chair massage therapist once a month to give out chair massages. The employee pays for them. We just, you know, it's like 10 bucks for 15 minutes. That kind of stuff. Just, they are so stressed and wound up all day. And we also have yoga classes. We just started at the Herald, too, and they love it. And finally, don't forget to keep up your own skills. You know, what's great about HR is we can go to any industry and work anywhere and keep up those HR skills, World at Work certifications, PHR, and so forth, attend seminars like this. I think staying on top of industry stuff, you know, the Inlander Pointer Institute has daily newsletter emails that are great, and a lot of them don't pertain to what we do each day, but there's a lot of leadership type stories that you'll see on the Pointer Institute e-newsletters. You know, try your best to understand the industry, and that will gain you credibility with your staff. All right. Let's eat.